This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it, so your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Summer's here, and Nordstrom has everything you need for your best dress season ever. From beach days and weddings to weekend getaways and your everyday wardrobe, discover stylish options under $100 from tons of your favorite brands like Mango, Skims, Princess Polly, and Madewell. It's easy, too, with free shipping and free returns, in-store order pickup, and more. Shop today in-stores, online at Nordstrom.com, or download the Nordstrom app.
Why do you have the Festivus poll?
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
This is not a Festivus poll. You always talk about being a lead pipe wielding professional.
From the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Cha-ching, it's under Moneyball. SGA rains and drains the tray.
I'm happy we won so I can like really enjoy the last couple days.
Earlier on the show, NFL Network insider Tom Pelissero. Coming up, entrepreneur and fitness personality Jake Steinfeld. Plus, your phone calls, what's more likely, and more. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. Fun first 2 hours already. If you missed any of it, there's our podcast. Get it where you get all your podcasts, Cumulus Podcast Network. The latest episode of the Jim Jackson Show is out as well, talking all about the conference finals. Check out the Jim Jackson Show, where you can also check out No Contest Wrestling. Susie and Amy Trask did an episode of What the Football earlier this week.
We're
Mike
back.
Florio joined them for that. Overreaction Monday, the next edition of Overreaction Monday, is coming out on Memorial Day, so you'll have something to listen to wherever you get your podcasts on that front, as well as check it out on our YouTube channel. All of our podcasts are placed there, youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show. Fun chat with Tom Pelissero in hour number two. Just had a nice chat with our third hour guest coming out, Jake Steinfeld. I go way back with him because he goes way back with my rabbi, my television rabbi, man smart enough to have hired me twice, Steve Bornstein, the old president of ESPN and the man who launched NFL Network, my Bodie Bowie. You love when I do my Bornstein imitation.
It's the best.
But he and Jake go way back. And
really?
I'm assuming it's because Steve put his show on ESPN, I imagine.
Oh. Yeah,
Steve
makes
goes
sense.
Back that far with them?
Oh yeah,
that makes sense.
I don't know. I'm assuming we all know the problems with that. But we'll talk about that. You said Jake, right? Jake was in Coming to America too, right?
Yeah.
Okay. There's lots to talk
Cab
about.
Driver.
Lots to talk about with him when he's coming out here in about 18 minutes' time. It'll be a great conversation. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. We'll take your phone calls in a second. But I have a top five.
Oh.
I haven't done one of these in a while.
Yeah,
figure, let's do it.
Yeah, let's do it.
And if I feel like David Letterman. If I didn't have one, would it sound like this? Okay. Top five quarterbacks in a better situation now than they were in last year, presented by Hyundai. Hit it.
High five. One, two, three, four, and five.
Rich's top five.
Top five quarterbacks in a better situation now than they were in last year. Number five on the list. It's your guy.
Okay.
It is.
I'm saying, yeah.
Dakota Prescott.
I like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
oh,
yeah. Why not?
Why?
First of all, he's healthy.
Yeah.
Second of all, that's George Pickens over there.
Yeah,
honestly.
That's why.
They got their kid Blue from Texas.
How can you look shocked at that?
I'm shocked that he's on this list.
Go ahead, TJ.
I mean, George Pickens, that alone. Now you have Pickens and CeeDee Lamb as opposed to the rotation of wide receiver twos we have. Now we've got a 1B.
I'm assuming Brian Schottenheimer is keeping the whole system of McCarthy. He's keeping the McCarthyism system. I'm assuming that's part of it.
You're assuming Pickens isn't going to be an insane person next year.
If he is insane and he puts up the stats that he put up, it's still a decent.
If Mike Tomlin is willing to get rid of you, I would be concerned.
That's fine.
Well, I mean, listen, pal. You,
Okay.
Antonio Brown was one sent away, and he won a championship with Brady, and you took him first.
Well,
in New England.
Played one game.
Or was it after? Did the Patriots take him after took his shirt off and went off the field?
No. He was with the Patriots for a hot second.
Yeah.
And lasted one game.
I got it.
And he scored a touchdown that game.
And then Brady took him back anyway, and they won a championship.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Am I wrong? Well, anyway, long story short, Dak's in a better spot. He really is.
I agree.
Interesting.
All right. Number four is your guy.
He should be on this list and higher.
How, honestly. Rich? I don't get it.
Four is low.
I don't get it.
Drake May is in a better place now. Are you kidding me? They got the coach right. They got the offensive coordinator right. That's Stephon Diggs out there. That's Travion Henderson back there. There's a coach that drafted Will Campbell. He got his Taylor Lewan, right, for the system? To use that analogy?
MVP incoming.
Okay. But, yeah, Drake May's in a better spot now than he was last year.
Agreed.
You don't have to change places. The places around you could be changing. And the Patriots drafted well. They free agented well. They got the right coach. I mean, Mac Jones's best year was when Josh McDaniels was drawing up the plays.
Sure was.
You know, that's not Alex Van Pelt walking through that door. It's not Matt Patricia walking through that door.
Thank God.
By the way, that's like waving a red cape in front of a bull.
I know. I don't want to get that fired up yet.
Now, while you're already fired up, let me just say the word Joe Judge to you.
Stop it.
Joe Judge. Okay, man, Drake May is in a better spot. Number three on the list.
My guy.
I mentioned your guy.
Mm-hmm.
I mentioned your guy. Justin Fields is a better spot. And the reason why I'm putting Justin Fields above you two guys is because
it's your list.
Dak was a starter there. No, Dak was a starter.
Yeah.
Right? Drake May was a starter. At this point last year, Justin Fields was just like, hey, listen,
I'm there too.
You last year at this time, last year, don't forget, two Januaries ago, people were saying someone's gonna give up a number one for him. And it wound up being a fifth in next year's draft.
Yeah.
You had to deal with that. And then Russell Wilson is installed as the starter. He had no institutional skin in the game in Pittsburgh.
Zero.
And then he gets the gig. And then he winds up losing the gig, even though he won four of his first six games. The Jets are basically saying, you are the man. And by the way, you recognize your number one receiver from college, don't you?
Looks familiar.
And that's Breece Hall behind you, you know. Okay. He's in a much better spot than he was last year at this point. Now I got two more guys that
feel left out.
I'll explain why Geno's not on this list.
Well, I agree.
I mean, Brock Bowers is there for him, but DK Metcalf and Jaxon Smith-Njigba isn't walking through that door just yet in Las Vegas.
No, Ashton Jetty's there, though.
Okay. I mean, you can make a case.
All right.
I don't mean you to feel left out, but
no, I'm good now.
You're left out. Number two on this list, I'm going to say it.
Say it with your chest.
Jaden Daniels is in a better situation.
Hold on.
Hold on. Debo and Laramie Tunsil.
He was
end
in the
story.
Final four and one rookie.
Okay.
Debo and Laramie Tunsil.
Right, you're assuming Debo's got anything left.
Oh, I am assuming that.
Are you going to push back on all these? Because these are really good. Like
Jaden Daniels is in a better position. He's in a better situation now. He got to keep his OC. Normally, those guys get poached.
True.
They didn't change a thing except better protection, better weapons, second year. Absolutely. Let's go. And number one on the list is without a doubt, Caleb Williams. First of all, he's going to have a coach who's going to tell him what to watch on film.
Yeah.
And he's probably going to sit next to him while doing it.
More than likely.
And Ben Johnson knows how to, he's got his head coach is the OC. That's what you want when you're a quarterback. Like
that's nice.
That's what you want. That's what Bo Nix got.
Facts.
I mean, Jaden Daniels still has his OC, but it's not the HC. Which, you know, works for him. But Caleb isn't going to have a... Hey, Caleb, that's the film room. Make yourself a sandwich. Figure out what you want to do. And go in when you want. The film's in there. You want to flip it on?
There's the clicker over
there. Yeah, there's a clicker.
I don't know how it works.
There's the clicker.
You do it.
I don't know. I think that arrow means rewind.
Does it have to be on channel 3 to switch over?
I still can't believe that's what was happening.
Leave and the lights
to his
off.
Credit, he said nothing.
Turn the lights off when you're done.
He nothing. Said save, nothing. Save he was telling his dad before the draft, I love Kevin O'Connell, which, by the way, astute.
Yeah.
And he's like, I don't want to go to the Bears because they don't know what to do what they do with quarterbacks there. Astute. Said, I don't want to fight the NFL and the system.
Smart.
Astute.
Smart.
Then he goes through the process, and the process is clearly not working out. He's getting his ass beat. He says nothing, which is astute. And now it's all set up. And Colston Loveland's going to be his BFF.
Beast.
They hit the offensive line without a doubt. The number one quarterback in a better situation now than he was in at this point last year.
You have one more. I did not know this.
That's right, Koopy Doo.
Whoa.
I didn't
whoa.
See that one.
I did not see that. It's Justin Herbert.
I mean,
it's Justin Herbert. Hey, listen, man, please. With all due respect to the Gus Bus.
Gus.
And J.K. Dobbins. Oh, boy. That kid, Omarion Hampton, and Najee Harris is a much better running situation. Ladidi, year two. Ladidi. They drafted well. They're going to protect better. And on top of it, there's only one coach in the National Football League who's waking up at 3 in the morning and thinking this about their quarterback.
Woke up the other day and said, I got to get Justin Herbert to the Hall of Fame.
Oh.
Must get Justin Herbert to the Hall of Fame.
You woke up and said that?
Is yeah. It yeah. It's just one of those things where you wake up and kind of like 3:30, 4 in the morning.
Right.
And sometimes that's when your best ideas come.
Yeah, I know.
And,
yeah,
I'm
with you.
Yeah, you kind of process that, and that would mean winning a couple Super Bowls, and mm-hmm. And there'd be a lot of people would benefit, you know, from that. So that's a worthy goal, and I think it's necessary that, you know, we get him, you know, surrounded with as many good football players to his level as possible.
Have you ever said those words to Justin Herbert? I'm going to get you to the Hall of Fame, or I want to do that.
That's no, I haven't. I was just, that was, really, you're the first person I've said that to.
I'll take it. Or the ceiling is the first entity you ever said it to, I imagine. 3 in the morning, you're just saying.
Yeah, that was the first entity. It was just, that was when, so yeah, let's then speak it into existence. So
let's do it.
Yeah, baby. Yeah, baby.
Only quarterback in the league who's got a coach saying that about him.
Publicly.
Okay. That's my top 5 list, everybody. Presented by Hyundai, the all-new, all-electric Hyundai Ioniq 9. Space for up to 7, range for miles. How great is the AFC West going to be this year, man?
Oh, man.
Okay, the Chiefs have a chip on their shoulder. I don't care what you have to say. They've got a chip on their shoulder. They've got their asses beat in the Super Bowl, and everybody's going to be saying it's time to go get them.
They were 15-2 last year.
The Broncos, you know who could make a case for a quarterback that's in a better position now than last year?
Oh, don't say Patrick Mahomes.
No, Bo Nix.
Okay.
You can make that case.
Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen.
He's making the case for Geno Smith. I didn't put him there because I don't think the receiving core is as good as what was sitting back in Seattle.
Right.
But he does have a head coach who clearly knows him and believes in him. And, you know, and Jim Harbaugh having press conferences like this, right? The AFC West is just going to – I wish that was the Hard Knocks division. I know the NFC East is not too shabby. Plus, Pete's back, man.
Pete's back.
Did you see his press conference? Or I believe it was Thursday. Okay. All right. We got our greatest hits. Jim Brockmeyer, once upon a time, came on the Rich Eisen podcast.
Podcast a long time ago.
Okay, before we were a show. The Rich Eisen podcast. He called Pete Carroll the world's, the world's oldest teenager?
Now that Dick Clark has passed on.
That's what he said. Okay, Pete Carroll. Now that Dick Clark has passed on.
Yeah.
And he's only gotten older since then and younger.
That's true.
This is Pete Carroll chopping it up with the media on Thursday in Vegas.
What's your preseason philosophy when it comes to the use of the players? Can fans expect the ones and the twos out there?
Every game's a championship game. That's how the only way we know how to look at it.
How do you feel about Ashton Gentry's development so far for rookie running backs? There's that learning curve of pass blocking. And
you know, I really like that stance he's in, you know? He's doing great. He really is. He's right on point with everything that we're doing. He's studying really hard. He's been really diligent about all aspects.
Brock Bowers had such a good year last year. How do you take that next step? How does he
Did
take
you
that
see the catch
step?
He made today? When the ball got tipped and they called it, they waved it off. We had to go up top and they gave him the catch. Yeah, gave him the catch. Yeah, the commissioner stepped in and gave him the catch on that one. From the moment he stepped on the field, he did everything you could possibly ask of him. Study habits, his work habits, his focus on a regular basis. He's making the catches and the plays. Gino already knows who's out there. He knows where 89 is, and he's found him a ton of times already. And he just makes himself so available. He's a big part of the offense for sure. Chip knows he's out there too.
Sure how hands-on you are with Gino out here, but how do you think you and him have really just picked up where you left off from Seattle?
We ain't getting along at all. I mean, it's, I feel really like we're connected at the hip. He's an elite quarterback in the league, and so what he brings to us is great confidence. He brings to me, I know that we're going to get great play out of his spots.
The league decided to keep the Cliff push in today. You guys do have the Eagles on the schedule. I guess your thoughts on the rule in general and playing them this year.
Yeah, good choice. It's a good choice. Good choice to do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pete Carroll.
Wow.
That's my coach right there.
Man. You got to love it. It's just a breath of fresh air. And
tone down the energy, Pete.
And you know, what he's talking about with Ashton Jeanty, he's clearly hearing the headlines. Mm-hmm. He's clearly attuned in what's talking about because Ashton Jeanty mentioned, I believe it was on Kay Adams' show, right, where he mentioned that Chip Kelly's trying to get him to change his pre-snap stance. It's called the Michael Myers stance because he just stands straight up like he's that's coming for you as a, you know, he's going to wreck your world as the serial killer running back. Mm-hmm. And they're trying to get him into a more traditional stance. And a lot of people are saying, what are you trying to mess with success? This kid is was your top draft choice for a reason. He ran for 19 million yards for a reason. Why are you trying to change it? I don't know, because, you know, Chip Kelly and Pete might know a thing or two.
Yeah, really good at offense.
You know what I mean? Like, they might know a thing or two about it. But Pete, having fun with it, he's making reference to it. He's up to speed. Pete, he hears, he sees, he watches, he knows. Or people filling him in on the important stuff. He might be like, what are they talking about? What's this thing here? Oh, yeah. AFC West is going to be great. Put up the Raiders schedule. Let me see what it is.
No. Jay Fell, are you ready?
No, I'm not ready for that yet.
All right.
But just put it up. Just put it up. The Raiders schedule, I can't wait for it, man. It's just going to be a ton of fun.
Well, they're starting out 0-1, which is a bummer.
Well, because they're taking on the Patriots in New England first. And
is that going to be a Fox game? Is Tom showing up?
I doubt it.
Is he allowed to call Raider games?
Hold on, man. Let me just see what I think. The week one game for I don't have the week by week schedule.
16-0, man.
I put that away. Week one, Fox is going to be at week one game. The early game, I don't know what they're going to have. It'll probably be Giants, Commanders, Titans, and Broncos, Niners, and Seahawks. I think Fox is, doesn't have the big huge boomer game, but it's a CBS game. He won't be there, but. And then, you know, it's going to be the Monday nighter where, you know, Mike North, who helped make up the schedule for the NFL, said the reason why the Chargers are in Vegas in week two, as opposed to a home game coming back from Brazil, which is what they like to do for teams traveling like that internationally, is because Chris Brown has SoFi booked and they got the closest road game that they could possibly give for the Chargers to. From Los Angeles, that's why they're on the Monday night. But Harb, the right away, the what's your deal, bro? Game, you know what I mean? Like here we go. At Washington,
what's your deal, bro.
Yeah,
man, remember that?
You know, Max Crosby trying to keep Jaden Daniels from running all over the place. Chicago, everyone, Bears fan was like drooling over Ashton Jeanty. Here he comes, you know. Here come the Bears and Caleb Williams into Vegas. You know, talk about USC alums. Taking on Pete Carroll at Indianapolis, home for Tennessee. Then they're at Kansas City. Bye week, Travis Hunter comes to Vegas at Denver on a Thursday night. Sean Payton and Pete Carroll, Dallas on a Monday night. The Raiders being good is good for the National Football League. The autumn wind, man, is a pirate. Let's go. I'm really fired up. And then at Philadelphia, right? At Houston, the AFC West going to be lit. And the Raiders being good is good for business.
Would be fun.
Just good for business. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. If you're on hold, stay on hold. We'll take your calls before we get out of Dodge here for the Memorial Day weekend. But when we come back, right here, fitness expert, entrepreneur, Jake Steinfeld from back in the day of ESPN is next on the Rich Eisen Show.
Eczema isn't always obvious, but it's real. And so is the relief from Ebglyss. After an initial dosing phase of 16 weeks, about 4 in 10 people taking Ebglyss achieved itch relief and clear or almost clear skin. And most of those people maintained skin that's still more clear at 1 year with monthly dosing.
Ebglyss, lebrikizumab, LBKZ, a 250 milligram per 2 milliliter injection, is a prescription medicine used to treat adults and children 12 years of age and older who weigh at least 88 pounds or 40 kilograms with moderate to severe eczema, also called atopic dermatitis, that is not well controlled with prescription therapies used on the skin or topicals, or who cannot use topical therapies. Ebglyss can be used with or without topical corticosteroids. Don't use if you're allergic to Ebglyss. Allergic reactions can occur that can be severe. Eye problems can occur. Tell your doctor if you have new or worsening eye problems. You should not receive a live vaccine when treated with Ebglyss. Before starting Ebglyss, tell your doctor if you have a parasitic infection.
Searching for real relief? Ask your doctor about Ebglyss and visit ebglyss.lilly.com or call 1-800-LILY-RX or 1-800-545-5979.
Hey there, travelers. Kaylee Cuoco here. Sorry to interrupt your music, great artist BT Dubs, but wouldn't you rather be there to hear it live? With Priceline, you can get out of your dreams and into your dream concert. They've got millions of travel deals to get you to that festival, gig, rave, soundbath, or sonic experience you've been dreaming of. Download the Priceline app today, and you can save up to 60% off hotels and up to 50% off flights. So don't just dream about that trip. Book it with Priceline.
Go to your happy price, Priceline.
This episode is brought to you by Amazon Prime. From streaming to shopping, Prime helps you get more out of your passions. So whether you're a fan of true crime or prefer a nail-biting novel from time to time, with services like Prime Video, Amazon Music, and fast free delivery, Prime makes it easy to get more out of whatever you're into or getting into. Visit amazon.com/prime to learn more.
Mike Del Tufo over there. When Justin Hartley of This Is Us was here on Friday, he planks weights on his back. Okay, there he is, putting plank after plank. That was a 45-pound. He waves on more weight. See, come on, let's get some more. Right? Del Tufo sees this and goes, I could do that, is what he said. And you said, he said he would do 145. Now, we took that, when you say when he can do 145, how much weight do you think that means? Just off
145.
Right.
No. No. One plate that weighs 45 pounds.
Get out of here.
How long do you say you can do this?
A minute. Come on.
All right, here we go.
Mike, get off your knees.
45 pounds. Go to the right spot in your mind, buddy. Come on. Look at him. All we see is the finish line, baby. All we see.
Coach him up, Irv. Coach him up.
Figure is simple, baby.
Ooh.
Right
now,
don't worry about the body, baby. Our mind's controlling our body. Our
preach,
body
Michael, preach!
Our mind. We got this, baby. We gonna show the world. That's what you're about to show.
What do we got?
Show the world, baby. Don't worry about it.
Just 24 seconds.
Flatten out. Flatten out.
Don't worry
Mike.
About it. You got 2 blocks out.
Right.
You got 2 blocks gone.
Halfway home.
You got 2 blocks gone. You
halfway
got two
home.
More go. All see, just see that finish line. Look at the glory. Look at your chest touching the tape. Get your chest on that tape. Look at you, baby.
20
you're
seconds
coming
to go.
In. You're coming in 20 seconds, baby. You can finish this, man. We can do this.
I do that every day, people, at the gym.
I can't tell.
I do it. I do it.
That never gets old. That just never, ever gets old. Mary, you're going, can't tell. Yeah, I couldn't tell. Oh, my gosh. All of our fun stuff is on our archive on our YouTube channel. And sitting on my desk are the new Don't Quit Clean Energy and Protein Drinks and so much and so forth brought to us by a longtime friend who I'm thrilled to have right here on the show, the fitness expert entrepreneur, Jake Steinfeld is here on the program.
Wow. Yeah.
Good to see you, man.
Rich,
how are you?
I got to say.
What are you saying?
I got to say something.
What do you say, Jake?
This is very professional.
What do you want?
No. Look, I love you. We go back a long way.
We sure do.
We go back a long way. Stevie B, I heard a little intro. The great Steve Bornstein, yes. You know, who is the king of all sports
and
media.
And the man who I say is smart enough to have hired me twice.
Yes. He did.
That's how smart he is.
And I was there the second time at the launch of the NFL Network.
You were there
that
day.
We were there together.
You were there.
It was really great. And you're done. Super proud.
Thank you, man.
Honestly, I'm super proud. I could bust balls for the next 20 minutes, but then I can't tell my story.
Well, this would never have happened had I not strolled into Steve Bornstein's office in Culver City NFL Network back in the day. To say to him, you know what? I want to start a podcast. And he, you know what he said to me? He goes, how much is it going to cost? That's the first thing he said.
And by the way, you just did him. How much is it going to cost?
Oh, I could do my Stevie B. I say, how much is it going to cost? And I'm like, nothing. And he goes, why are you even asking me? And I'm like, okay. I'm like, because, you know, there's some auspices.
Sure.
I'm going to need this. I'm going to need that. And then, boom, yada, yada, yada. Here we sit. That's the kind of guy he is.
Honestly, fellas, the place looks great.
I don't know
if the audience has done a spin around to take a look at everything.
Every now and then.
Everybody. I mean, this is like, I've been doing what I've been doing for a long, long time.
I thought
I was going to come to your house in the basement.
We're
going to come with fellas, have some underwear on the side.
Wayne's World?
Like Wayne's World. You know, like Susie would be yelling to you, shut up downstairs. The kids are sleeping,
No, but she sits here at this chair frequently as well.
She's awesome, too.
Awesome. Listen, we go way back, and I'm thrilled to have you here.
Thank you, buddy.
And so how did you wind up on ESPN? Was it Steve Bornstein?
Okay. Ted Turner gave me my start doing the fitness break on Cable News Network in 1981.
Damn.
And a crazy story. I had just moved to Westwood.
Okay.
And Westwood didn't have cable yet.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm kind of dating myself.
Sorry.
And I was training Hugh Hefner and Barbie Benton at the mansion, right?
Okay.
And I'll never forget, on my answering machine, I picked up a message. Back in the day, you used to have that little box. You used to go, you hear, and then the machine would play back messages.
Yes.
There was a message from Ted Turner. There was an article on me in People Magazine.
Yeah.
I was training Terry Garr, Priscilla Presley, Steven Spielberg, and Harrison Ford. It said when Spielberg... when Jake balks, Spielberg, Presley, and Ford jump, right? And it was, People Magazine used to be, that was the Bible. And I got a message from Ted Turner, said, I have a new cable network called Cable News Network.
Yes.
And I would like you to do a fitness show because I want to make the network more family friendly. And I was not interested in becoming Jake LaLanne because a lot of the people that I were training were putting me in TV shows and movies, And it was just, it's been a dream. I'll tell you that, Rich, as you know. I went to the mansion, I trained these guys, and after the workout, I said to Hef, I said, you know this guy, Ted Turner? He says, I absolutely do. He's terrific. And I said, he wants me to do a show. I don't want to do a show. We started talking. And I said, what if we did a commercial to promote me, and this guy pays me? He goes, keep talking. I said, I have an idea. What if we do this fitness break by Jake?
Yeah.
And can I use 12 Playmates? That's what I said. And he said, keep talking. And I said, I train Spielberg, who I call Wheels. I give everybody a nickname.
Steven Spielberg's nickname is Wheels?
Wheels. Wheels. I've known him since...
Wheels Spielberg.
Wheels.
Okay.
And it's just Wheels.
Okay.
It's just simple, easy.
Okay. Yeah.
See, I grew up with a stutter. So really, and I would give everyone a nickname so I could make me feel best. So I continued it on throughout my life. It makes everybody feel like we're back in junior high gym class.
Yeah.
And... So I said, let me talk to Wheels, because he had a house on Broad Beach. And I figured, let me see if I could use his backyard to shoot these things. He said yes. Hef said yes. Ted Turner gave me $30,000 to shoot 200 1-minute vignettes. And if you remember, they were on, like, you remember Flip Spiceland, who did the weather on Cable News Network? Well, he would have, that's a callback. Flip, I hope you're great, buddy.
Yeah.
And what I did was, it's, hey, gang, I'm Jacob Body by Jake, and here's your fitness tip of the day. Now, my workouts were 30-minute workouts. Yeah. I used a broomstick, a towel, and a chair, two cans of Mama's tomato paste. That was the workout, right? Yeah. I dealt with these A-type personalities. I kept it really fun and upbeat.
Yeah.
And I had these playmates with me that I rotated in and out. Hey, this is Marilyn, Miss September. This is Barbara, Miss October. And we're going to do the old Battissimo curl, you know, whatever the exercise was. Let's squeeze the Battissimos. And I do the rapido and look in the camera. And at the end, I say, remember, stick to the fight when you're hardest hit. It's when things seem worse that you must not quit. Don't quit. Have a great day. See you tomorrow. And those ran four times a day in the States, but it ran 10 or 12 times an hour around the world.
Yeah.
And unbeknownst to me, the stories, I mean, I had no idea until I went to London to train Harrison Ford for Temple of Doom, right? And we were standing, well, this is what happened. They were shooting at Elstree Studio in London.
For Temple of Doom.
For Temple of Doom.
With, it was Wheels behind, Wheels, was directing?
Wheels directed.
Wheels, Kate, Steven
Wheels
Spielberg.
Capshaw. Yeah, yeah, okay. Give me H, is H. Harrison is H. Okay, sure. Just get the rapido down. Here we go, right?
And H and Wheels and you
H
in
H
London.
H and Wheels and me in London. And they were doing some second unit stuff. And Harrison, who is a great guy, right, decided to help out. And after he was done, he took the fedora, the leather jacket off, gave it to his driver, Colin Morris, right? And he said, let's get a beer. Because everywhere, every corner, there's a pub.
Yeah.
So I said, okay, great. At the time, this was 85. I weighed like 245, 250. I always wore the extra medium Baby Gap t-shirt. So, you know, how you doing? What's going on? How you doing? You know, kept it tight. And I said, he said, let's go to this pub. So we, as we walk in, I say, I'll take care of things if things get out of hand.
Yeah.
We walk in, unbeknownst to me, people start going crazy, but not for H. For me. And they're coming around me and they're going, mate, aren't you one of the American footballers? Now, unbeknownst to me, boy, this mic is really...
It's okay. I know you're talking your hands.
I get a little whacked out. Who do you sit here? People, what do you put them in straight jackets here like this? So unbeknownst to me, right, it's 85. The Kansas City Chiefs had just scrimmaged at Wembley Stadium for the first time.
Yeah.
The NFL was there. And people saying, aren't you one of the American footballers? And I go... Yes, I am. And, you know, they would go, Right, I saw you on, what number? And I go, 77. That was my lacrosse number in high school. Right, mate, I saw you on the telly. And everyone would buy me a beer, and people are coming around, feeling my arms, and girls are coming around. And I went to look for my buddy, and he disappeared.
Harrison Ford was gone?
He just took off.
But
I figured, he ghosted me. I figured, you know what? I'll definitely find a ride home tonight. And a couple of minutes later, I'm talking about football. I never played. I'm a Jewish guy. I never played football. My mom didn't let me play football.
I hear you.
And all of a sudden, I hear this screeching. And I figured, oh, they must like my Battissimo, too. And I go to turn around, and everybody has left me. Harrison went to the car, put the fedora and the jacket on, and he went like this, if I could do this. Just like that. Sorry, but this is where we're in the basement. I could talk like this.
Yeah, I got you. I know. Jake Steinfeld here on the Rich Eisen Show, everybody. Great story. I am mandated to follow up. What was Hugh Hefner's workout like?
I trained Barbie.
Okay.
Yeah. He was a great dude.
Okay.
Really a nice man.
Okay.
You know, and I've been very blessed. The kind of people that, you know, it's the 80s. It was the 80s. And
so then you wound up on ESPN through CNN.
So what ended up happening from CNN, I went to do first run syndication with Samuel Goldwyn Jr. And I got a phone call from Steve Bornstein, who they were putting together a fitness lineup.
The block?
From 6 in the morning to noon, right? Yeah. And this is before the Sports Center.
Sports Center.
Because it was Stevie B that created Sports Center,
Oh, yeah.
And he said, I'd like to offer you a national time period, because in first run syndication, you're on all over the map. He said, come to Bristol, Connecticut. And I thought, I'm feeling pretty pumped up. All right. I go to Bristol, Connecticut. We go to Friendly's.
Yes.
I figured I'm going to get taken to have a steak. This dude is going to wine and dine me.
No.
And by the way, I'm talking about, this is 87.
Sure.
Right? There were probably maybe four satellite dishes.
Yeah,
today,
now there's four million. Yeah,
it's a
pretty
city.
Much. Yeah.
And we sat down and we made the deal and it was incredible. And he's just been an incredible friend and mentor to me and, getting an opportunity to, as I've been throughout my whole career, to befriend and to have friends who I've learned so much from.
Sure.
It's been really amazing.
Yeah, and the people you would have on some of your shows as well. I mean, we have one photograph that we showed. I guess we grabbed this off your Instagram.
Where's that?
Jake, it's you with Prime, Deion Sanders.
Oh, well, actually, Deion was a spokesperson for Body by Jake.
Is that what this was?
Yeah, he did. Here's a great story about Deion. He was awesome, man.
Please.
And that's his wife, Pilar, ex-wife Pilar, was awesome, too. Deion had reached out and said he wanted to get in the infomercial business, wanted to get in the fitness business. And I said, listen, if I have a product, I'll call you. Mm-hmm. And I did. And he said, I'm in. And I go, no, you can't be in. You didn't see the product, And he came out to L.A. and he loved it. Was our Ab Scissor, the Body by Jake Ab Scissor. And we shot the show. These infomercials are different than us just kind of having
course.
A fun time.
Of course.
Everything is timed to the second.
Right.
And he and his wife, we didn't have anything scripted. Pilar sat down and said, my gosh, Jake, this feels so great. I'm pregnant. And she was pregnant with
Shador.
Yeah. Exactly. And
wow.
Unbeknownst to obviously all of us, and I said, Deion, what do you think of Body by Jake Ab Scissor? He goes, Jake, the Ab Scissor is prime time. And I went like this. God bless.
God bless.
Lock it.
Lock it up. Let's go home.
And now Shador is, we all know,
I think I should get a, I think I should get a VIG from
you
the, you think? I mean, he's very
Deion.
Strong. What an athlete he is. And Deion, by the way, is the greatest.
Prime. He is. I agree.
He is such a terrific, guy. But I can't believe this is such an awesome place.
I love it, man.
I'm really
and
fantastic.
I'm thrilled to have you here.
Yeah.
So what are we looking at that's
well,
on
listen,
the desk here?
I, as an entrepreneur, I was the first guy to do personal fitness training and made it an occupation, was able to parlay that into videos and television shows.
Mm-hmm.
I did the first original soundtrack to an exercise video, in 1984.
Mm-hmm.
It was called Body by Jake, and we had artists like the great Bobby Caldwell, who had a big hit in the 70s, What You Won't Do for Love. Did a song called Don't Quit. Michael Cimbello, who did a song called Maniac.
Yeah.
John Williams, who, the great composer, was at Wheels' house one day, true story. this was in 84,
mm-hmm.
and said, Jake, what are you working? I said, I'm doing this new album for MCA Records. Mm-hmm. Irving Azoff, let's do this thing, give it a try.
Yeah.
And Joseph... I was talking to John, and he said, my son Joseph is an artist.
Mm-hmm.
Do you mind giving him a shot? I figured, no problem, buddy.
John Williams is asking for a favor.
So Joseph Williams did two cuts on the album.
Yeah.
And after that album, he became the lead singer for Toto. And he's still the lead singer for Toto today.
True story. This is the greatest. This is the greatest Mad Lib of all time.
Jason, boys, what do you think? I mean, right?
That's unbelievable.
I have no idea. The
JT,
lead
what are you doing back there? You all right?
I've
never heard that John Williams' son was a lead singer of Toto.
If not
for
nugget.
Jake Steinfeld either. Look at you making
I'm just
things
saying,
happen,
Shador,
man.
It's Joseph Williams. I can keep going,
And but so this stuff right here.
So, amongst the lots of things.
That's DeMar Hamlin on this.
That's DeMar as a spokesperson for Don't Quit. Obviously an incredible human. My life has always been based around health and hope and family.
Yeah.
And this is a guy, DeMar, really embodies all that.
He's
don't
awesome.
Quit.
He's great people.
I was cut from my eighth grade basketball team. True mm-hmm. story. Mm-hmm. Pretty devastated. It was the first, you know, I was an overweight kid. I had a bad stutter. My dad bought me this set of weights. And I had just wanted to step out. I love basketball. That's my first love. And I went out for the basketball team and I got cut. It was pretty, you know, you were embarrassed. You know, you're looking for your name on the wall. It's mm-hmm. not there. And this kid gave me a poem called Don't Quit. And I was never a real student. And that poem, for some reason, locked in.
Yeah.
And it became like a Bible verse to me. And the last two lines are, stick to the fight when your hardest hit. It's when things seem worse that you must not quit. And I trademarked the words in 1981, and I've owned them ever since.
Don't quit.
Yeah, don't quit. Mm-hmm. And it's been... it's just been really, really outstanding. You know, I've launched lots of different things. I had the first television network called Fit TV,
yes.
a national 24-hour network, and founded Major League Lacrosse, which I did in...
In 2001.
Well, we launched the league in 2000 as a summer showcase. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Rich, and you guys who are on the sports business, there's no book on how to start a professional sports league. And it was one of the greatest adventures of my life. You know, you lost a lot of dough, but you know, sometimes in life you take shots and in life it's about taking shots and to see the sport, it's such a great sport. It's just unfortunately isn't a great television sport, which I came to learn after 22 years. You know, takes me a couple of minutes.
Bornstein didn't give you a heads up on
No, he did from day one. No.
They
got helmets on, right? Helmets on, and that ball's too damn small, Jake. But, you know, but
that's funny.
Really cool thing is everything I try to do is really revolved in being authentic and has trust.
Yeah.
And, you know, change is rough and tough, but when you have the right motivation, the right inspiration, and the right tools, change can happen. And today, especially with all the different things that are out there, you know, people are desperate for hope. And I try, with the people I put around me and the companies that we have, to put our best foot forward to try to do the right thing and give people that chance to be better. So when it comes to whether it's our protein shakes, something really interesting. You know, soda drink is around the country, around the world. Soda is a big thing. There's a new category called modern soda, mm-hmm. right? Olipop and Poppy, I'm sure you heard about that.
Yeah.
Gut health, pre and probiotic stuff. The efficacy of that stuff is, it's a little fishy,
sure.
very honestly. And protein has always had big moments, right? Everyone now is all about protein. There's protein tomato sauce, there's protein popcorn, there's protein everything.
Yeah.
And nutritionists talk about for every pound you are, you should have a gram of protein. So if you're 175, 180,
thank
right,
you,
Rich?
I'll take it.
Okay. It's okay.
That's all right.
180, solid, tight. Very tight.
Ish.
Very tight.
So but, I should try your protein
soda?
So
there's new protein. It's the first, it's coming July 4th weekend.
All right.
Albertson, Safeway, Vons, we're at CVS, and, we'll be at Walmart.
And I've got a website, don't quit.com
for
all of these products. And before I let you go, right here on your energy drink, I see Damar Hamlin.
Protein. Clean protein.
Okay,
yeah.
So right here on your protein drink,
cookies
your clean protein drink. Okay, right here.
Top seller.
I've got to see Damar Hamlin. His quarterback is Josh Allen.
Yeah.
Who is about to become a member of the Steinfeld family.
That's pretty interesting, isn't
Jake?
It?
Jake?
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
So
the
future Mrs. Josh Allen is your niece?
Yes,
correct?
She is. That's my brother's daughter.
So are we going to get, is Josh going to convert?
Or Josh Allenstein, it's what I heard. I hope all goes great. Have you met Josh at all?
Or no?
You know what? I met Josh through a kid that worked for me.
Okay.
He runs Tiger Woods' foundation. You know, he does the Genesis Open,
mm-hmm.
and met him a couple of years ago. What a terrific guy.
Okay.
He's a big dude, man.
He is.
He's a big, strong guy, a classy guy, and I just wish the best for both of them.
And he's a first-class
citizen.
He is that.
But you are. You know what?
You're too kind.
Very proud of you. All the great success you had.
I appreciate that. And it's just like, as you will understand, there may be an eye in Rich and I's, and it's all a team. And in terms of our team, through this entire conversation, I believe we'll finish with this. A photograph of you training wheels, if I'm not mistaken.
Let's
say it?
Come on.
Hold on. We got it up on there. It is.
There it is. Wow.
That's you training wheels.
That's wheels. So, you know, he's doing a 3-chair push-up. right? Which, you know, that's pretty ballsy. That's pretty ballsy. I'm just telling you, fellas, that's pretty ballsy.
All right. Then, you know, look at you. Look at you.
You know what? This seat, you make people sit lower than you. I'm just saying.
Here we go.
Have other people said that? Now, I'll just say this one
thing. Jerry Seinfeld said it. Now Jake Steinfeld has said
that's
it.
That's exactly. You know, and now also the last thing is we have this great music, right? We have a terrific label called Body by Jake Music with the great guys. You know, they're over Universal Music. And wherever you stream your music, we have incredible compilations. But stream some really fun stuff, and we're re-releasing the album that I did in '84. Oh. Are you guys familiar with funk? P-H-O-N-K?
Okay, why not?
You guys know funk, right? Right, Chris?
Right.
Well, we're going to re-release the album. We're doing it kind of funker-sized, and it is really ballsy. We have the song Don't Quit out on its own. You should take a listen to it. But it's a lot of fun. Pumps you up in the gym.
I love it.
Keeps you all psyched up, and you...
You're the man.
You're the best. And I'm proud of you.
Right back at you for being here. Official Body by Jake is how you can follow this man on Instagram. We'll take a break.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint or stain project, saving is at the top of your to-do list. Save now with buy one, get one half off select paints, stains, and primers from top brands like Valspar, HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams, and Cabot via Visa gift card rebate. Find more Memorial Day deals now at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 5/15 through 5/28.
Pro baller Lonzo Ball for Buzz Balls. Ready to go cocktails. Take 12.
Buzz Balls just dropped their biggest blue balls.
Script says biggie's blue balls, Lonzo. Take 13.
Blue Balls just dropped their biggest buzz balls.
Let's try a vocal exercise.
Buzz Balls, biggie's blue balls. Buzz Balls, biggie's blue balls.
Big balls just dropped. Get blue balls this season with Buzz Balls.
Please drink responsibly. Buzz Balls available in spirit, wine, and malt. 15% alcohol by volume. Buzz Balls, LLC, Carrollton, Texas.
You see stuff that's on the walls here when you walk in. There's a Goodfellas poster that I've had for ever.
Really?
Yes.
Where'd you get it?
I got it at a charity auction.
Huh.
And it's on the wall. And you signed it. You signed it.
Rafi!
What do you mean?
It's not off.
Okay, our stage manager, come. That's it. You've taken it off the wall.
Yeah, it's not my signature.
What do you mean it's not your signature?
This is not my signature, buddy.
Down there?
You got ripped off.
No, I did not. You're kidding me.
I don't do a frou-frou L like that, and so, I don't cross it.
So that is like not that. Yours, because it's signed by you, De Niro, and Pesci, and I spent at least four figures on this thing.
Get out of here.
Yes.
You're a sucker. No, that's...
Now, you're being serious. That is definitely not your signature.
Yeah, I'm...
Scorsese, it says Scorsese signed it down there, too. Look at that, underneath...
That's his.
That is?
I'm not sure that Bob's. Because I can only remember signing really like five that was complete. And there was never like one of those signings where you all lay there. I mean, I could sign it for real.
Yeah.
At least I could double it.
Do what you wish. Do you know if that's Pesci's? Do you know if that's Joe's?
No, that's him.
No, I know that's him.
I know.
Do you know if that's his signature?
I don't know Joe's signature.
Okay.
Rich, you show that
it's
to every guest that walks in here.
Yeah, sure. This is hanging, so every guest that walks in here, this is one of the first things that they see in the hallway. You
no,
sure?
We'll take care of it later, Rafi.
Yeah, what do you got?
He's got an axe.
Are you serious?
Do you want the real?
Yeah, sure. But you know, I mean,
it's gonna hurt the.
Okay.
Oh no, it doesn't.
Oh, that's there. Me. You smacked yourself
in your heart attack. We'll do it later.
Okay.
That's not me.
Yeah, you just banged yourself. You just cracked the glass. So we could take it out. Smash the glass. I mean, you got that at this point.
No, it's not glass. Though. It's not really glass.
It's like a plexi.
But we'll do it. We'll fix it.
Okay.
But you got ripped off.
Wow. Oh my gosh.
How are you feeling now, Rich?
He's holding onto the X.
All right, so ask me a question.
Oh my gosh. You put the axe down.
This is fantastic. I don't even know where to go with this because that has been one of my most prized possessions for some time. And you are the real McCoy saying that is not your signature.
Yeah, no, it's not. I'm thinking, oh my gosh, did I really hurt my head there? It's a crack.
Of all the places for you to smash it, it was directly in the forehead of you in the movie poster right there. But it's all good because we're going to take that thing apart. If that's not your signature, I need your actual John Hancock on that.
One of our favorites. By the way, Robert De Niro is still in possession of that poster at present.
Oh.
And we're waiting to receive it back with either a thumbs up, that is my signature, or a new signature on it to confirm it is not his. When that thing arrives in the mail, because we did send a return ability for him, should we open it up on the air?
Yes.
Right?
Absolutely.
To reveal whether it is, in fact.
Live reveal.
You gonna hunt down Pesci next?
That doesn't take too long.
That we could find.
I know because I know where he golfs.
Yep.
Oh. We could do that. Yeah, we'll take
we
it there next.
We definitely could do that. Yep.
Yeah, we'll take it there next. Oh crap! I think it's all fake except Scorsese's signature.
I think Marty's probably the only real one.
The one is Scorsese's signature is accurate, and then somebody
some guy was like, "Oh, I can make way more."
I'll forge three other ones.
Yeah.
And the idiot who paid the more was me.
That's what I won.
Man, Jake Steinfeld's got story for days, huh?
Right?
Yeah, that was awesome.
I love that. That was so, we didn't even talk about Coming to America.
Didn't even get to it.
I know.
Didn't even get to it.
Who knew Steven Spielberg's nickname was Wheels?
Wheels?
Why would that be?
I don't know.
Because he could run?
What if he's fast?
That's what I was thinking. Is he run fast?
You don't get a name like Will. Well, it's either you're really slow
or really fast.
Or you are fast.
One of two things.
Well, I know why I would be called Wheels.
right.
Because you're fast, baby.
Look at that. Look at body just Jake just barking at him. Fun stuff.
Looking like Balboa.
Have a great and safe Memorial Day weekend, everybody. Back on the Roku channel to wrap it up on TV side in a moment.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.